just what is the solution? Well, religious evangelists shout, "Oh, Christ is the solution." But just accepting Christ, just believing on Christ, well, that's what they preach. They preach that they want to get Christ and the name of Christ out to the nations of the world so they will have heard of Christ. And just accept Christ. Just believe on Christ. And they think that's going to solve everything? Oh, my friends, it's much more than that. Let me give you some very shocking words of Jesus himself, of what Jesus Christ himself said. It's in the book of John in the New Testament, in the 8th chapter and beginning with verse 30. "And as Jesus spake these words, many believed on him." That's what they're trying to get people to do today, just believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. Well, now here were many who didn't believe on him. I want you to notice. "Then said Jesus to those Jews which believed on him, If you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed." To continue in his word meant do. Not the hearers of the word, but the doers shall be justified. He said, if you continue, if you do, his word was a way of living. It was to repent. It was to come out of the way you've been living, to change the way you've been living that is causing all of these troubles in the world. That's what Jesus' message was all about, but the people have missed it entirely. Now he continued, "And then you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." But they answered him. They got into an argument right off the bat. Now, they believed on him. Remember, these were people who believed on him. And they answered, "Well, we be Abraham's seed, and were never in bondage to any man. How do you say then, you shall be made free?" And Jesus answered them, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, whosoever committeth sin is the servant of sin. And the wages of sin is death." That is in your Bible, in Romans 6:23. You know, let me just say right here, when I first saw those words in the autumn of 1927, I was shocked. I was stunned. I said, well, that can't be true. I was taught in Sunday school, and I heard, of course, I hadn't paid much attention to religion since I was 18 years old, and now I was 34 at that time. But I said, well, the wages of sin, wages, what you get paid for what you do, and if sin is what you do, you get eternal life, but in hell fire. It's a life sentence in hell fire. You never burn up, you just keep burning and burning. So I was shocked. But the Bible said the wages of sin is not burning forever and living forever, but death. And then the next part of that same verse shocked me even more. But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. And I said, well, gift of God, I've already got it. I'm an immortal soul. And you know, I had to begin to search the Bible and find that I've been taught wrong even there. The Bible says twice, the soul that sinneth it shall die. Adam was made a living soul. What came out of the dust of the ground became a soul, Genesis 2, verse 7. And the dust of the ground then is a soul, not a spirit. And God said to that soul, Adam, that when he took of the forbidden fruit, he would surely die. So that soul could die, and that soul did die, and all the souls have been dying ever since. That's why we read in Hebrews 9:27, "Is it appointed to men once to die, and after this the judgment." And again in 1 Corinthians 15:22, "As in Adam all die." People have been doing that ever since Adam for the last 6,000 years. "But so in Christ shall all be made alive." But that is to a judgment. And they're going to give account for everything they did in that judgment. And it doesn't necessarily say to everlasting life, though some may find it at that time. Now, continuing on, Jesus answered them, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, whosoever committeth sin is the servant of sin." And as I said a while ago, the wages of sin is death, and you become a servant of sin, and it becomes your master. And that's what has happened in the world, and the whole world has become a servant of sin. And sin, the transgression of the law of God, is the cause of all the troubles in the world today. That's why there's no happiness. That's why there's no peace. I am an ambassador for peace, and I speak to the kings and prime ministers and presidents of nations all over this world. And I speak the message of peace. Now, Christ is the Prince of Peace, that's true. But there's a whole lot more to it than just believing. There is some doing as well. Now then, let's go on in this same 8th chapter of John. I'm going to drop down to verse 43 for a moment. Jesus went on saying to them, "Why do you not understand my speech? Even because you cannot hear my word." That is, they wouldn't do it. They wouldn't do what he said. He said, "You are of your father, the devil." What about this doctrine of people think about the doctrine of the fatherhood of God and the brotherhood of man? That we're all the children of God? Oh, no, we're not, my friends. God's word says that until you receive God's Holy Spirit through Jesus Christ and become a doer of God's law with and through the Holy Spirit, the love of God shed abroad in your hearts by the Holy Spirit, you are a child of Satan the devil. Now, I didn't say that. Here's Jesus Christ saying that. I only say what he did. He said here, "You are of your father the devil." These are the people that believed on him. "And the lusts of your father ye will do." He was a murderer from the beginning and abode not in the truth, because there was no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own. For he is a liar and the father of it. "And because I tell you the truth, you believe me not." Now, the two things you have to do. Jesus came calling people to repent. That is, admit you've been wrong. The hardest thing for any person to do is admit, "Well, I'm wrong. I have been wrong. I am wrong. I am wrong through and through, and I want to change and be different." And Jesus came with the gospel of the kingdom of God saying, "Repent and believe." Now, they didn't believe him, and they didn't repent. Either one. And those are the two hard. The hardest thing to do is to admit you're wrong and to turn from it to the right way. And the second hardest thing, I think, for anyone to do is to believe God, to believe what God says. I'm giving you what God says in this program. You're hearing a whole lot of what man says, but not what God says. There are two different things altogether, and you need to blow the dust off of your Bible, which is the Word of God, and see what God says and begin to believe him. Now, just believing on Christ alone, then, is not enough. Turn to Romans, the 2nd chapter, and verse 13. "For not the hearers of the law are just before God, but the doers of the law shall be justified." Sin is the transgression of the law, and the law is a spiritual law. It's a spiritual way of life, not a physical way. It doesn't tell you how to build an airplane or an automobile, but it tells you how to love your brother as yourself. It tells you how to live with God. The law of God is the way to live. And sin is the transgression of that way. And then again in Mark, the 7th chapter, notice verse 9. "And Jesus said unto them, Full well do you reject the commandment of God." And the churches today are telling you, the ministers today are telling you, that the law of God is done away. That is God's way of life. And God's way of life is the only way that will bring us peace. And the reason we're in trouble all over this world is because we're living the wrong way. God had lived with the Word who became Christ perhaps millions and billions and trillions times billions of years, because they'd lived forever. And they lived in happiness and in peace. But it was the way of love. And it was the way that is the law of God. And the way they live is the way God lives. And that is the law of God. And yet they try to tell you that that law is done away, that you can live any old way and we'll have peace anyway. We don't have it. We've been living the wrong way for 6,000 years and there is no peace. He said unto them, for well, you reject the commandment of God that you may hold your tradition. And then just above that, in verse 7, howbeit in vain do they worship me. You can worship Christ, not only believe on him, worship Christ, and do it all in vain. Do it all in vain. How? Teaching four doctrines, the commandments of men. For laying aside the commandment of God, you hold the traditions of men. The traditions of men has become traditional Christianity, my friends. It has become traditional Christianity, and it is the tradition of men. And it's time that all of us begin to wake up. And the time has come when God is sending a voice into this world. A voice to cry out and say, come out of her, Babylon, my people. Come out of this way of men, the traditions of men. Now, let me show you the connection between all of that and world news and what is going on in the world and what you're reading in your newspapers and hearing on your telecasts every day. Let's turn over to Revelation, the 17th chapter, for just a moment. Beginning with verse 1, John is speaking here of what was shortly to come to pass in these last days and very shortly before the second coming of Christ. And in the 17th chapter, he's leading right up into the second coming of Christ. And he is telling what he saw in vision of things that were going to come on earth. And he said, there came one of the seven angels which had the seven vials. Now, the seven vials are the vials of the seven last plagues that are poured out at the time of Christ's second coming. So this is just before that happens. And talked with me, saying unto me, come hither, and I will show thee the judgment of the great whore that sitteth on many waters. Now there is a great fallen woman, and that's a very ugly word. A very ugly word. It's in your Bible, Revelation, or sometimes it's called the book, the Apocalypse. Chapter and verse 2. With whom the kings of the earth have committed fornication. Now we get into government. The kings of the earth, the governments of the world, have committed fornication, and the inhabitants of the world have been made drunk with the wine of her fornication, claiming the law of God is done away. Just believe on Christ. They go around not preaching the gospel which Christ preached, the message God sent by him, but preaching man's message about the person of Christ, and they even preach about a false Christ. They preach about a Christ that was a smart-aleck young man that did away with his father's commandments, that knew more than his father and did away with them. Jesus Christ said, I have kept my father's commandments. And he said, I have set an example that you should do as I've done. That's what Christ said. Now, with whom the kings of the earth have committed fornication, the inhabitants of the world have been made drunk with the wine of her fornication. Now let's drop down to verse 3, so he carried me away in the spirit into the wilderness, and I saw a woman, which is a church now, and in the Bible, woman is a symbol of church, and the book of Revelation speaks it's in symbols, and symbolically, a woman represents a church, and when it speaks of her, it speaks in the female gender, her and she, and so on. But this woman sat upon a scarlet-colored beast. This beast was a government, and is spoken of in the masculine gender of he and him, all the way through the 13th and the 14th, the 15th, the 17th chapter of Revelation, if you go through it in your own Bible. Full of the names of blasphemy, having seven heads and 10 horns, and the woman was arrayed in purple, the color of royalty, and the scarlet color, the color of a harlot, decked with gold and precious stones and pearls. This is a church having a golden cup in her hand, full of the abominations and filthiness of her fornication, and upon her forehead was a name written. Here is the name God calls her: Mystery Babylon the Great, the mother of harlots. Mystery Babylon the Great. In other words, the Babylonian mystery religion, the religion of the ancient Chaldean Empire, the Babylonian mystery religion, now masquerading under the name of Christ, the mother of harlots and abominations of the earth. Her daughters came out of her in protest. And I saw the woman, and this is not the government, it's a woman riding the government, committing fornication with the government, and we're going right along with the governments. And I saw the woman drunken with the blood of the saints, persecuting the true church of God, and with the blood of the martyrs.